Excited down there in Adelaide because this Sunday, the 10th of May, you'll see Mark Super Samoan Hunt. He'll take on Stipe Miocic. He joins us now. G'day, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. You're looking forward to Sunday?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Sunday. So, been training hard and been here about a week and a half. So, you know, looking forward to going to work on Sunday. It'd be great.
Is this one of your biggest fights, Mark?
I'd say it'd be one of my, yeah, because it's, you know, I'm fighting the number four guy and, you know, we're trying to get another, closer to the world title shot. So, yeah.
You see yourself as a modern day gladiator. That's certainly how it looks, mate, when we see the vision of you.
That's correct. That's the way I am, you know, the modern day gladiator guy. But at least, you know, I get to live. Well, hopefully, anyway.
Did you start out as a boxer or just got straight into this sport, or was it from wrestling?
I started off doing Muay Thai.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a Muay Thai fighter when I was 16. It's been 25 years now, so
wow.
I'm 21 now. So, and I ended up moving into boxing, kickboxing, and we're winning the K-1 world title, and now mixed martial arts. So I've had a pretty long career in combat sports.
Jeez, Mark, there's been some bumps and bruises over that amount of time. Have you had what have been your worst injuries?
I had for that longer career. I've had only a couple of injuries. I've had two PCR reconstructions and a broken hand, so in two places. But that's pretty good. I'm still got all my senses, so you know, I'm feeling great.
Mate, UFC. What turns people on about it? Why is it getting so much traction out there?
Mixed martial arts, you're saying?
Yeah. Why do people love it?
Well, I think that because it's like the ultimate in combat sports. You know, I mean, boxing you use two arms. Kickboxing, you know, four weapons, two arms, two legs. Muay Thai is eight. With mixed martial arts, you use the whole lot with ground, so it's a hybrid of sport. And it's got the groundwork as well. So, you know, before I came over to MMA, I was a stand-up fighter. I thought it was the pinnacle of fighting. When I moved over to combat to mixed martial arts, I found that was a whole different world when we really brought in the ground game. And it opened my eyes to how difficult it was. So it's the ultimate in combat sport. You know, mixing up the combat, mixed martial arts is probably stick fighting or something.
Yeah. And, mate, I guess, yeah, you're 120 kg, so you know how to handle yourself, but you're only, 5'10" in the old language. Does that make it difficult because you're giving away reach to a lot of these guys?
Well, not really. You know, I mean, mixed martial arts is a sport you can take people to the ground. As you can fight them on the ground, you know, the taller guys. I don't see it as a disadvantage, you know. I've been fighting for a long time, and an average normal heavyweight is normally 6'3", 6'4", anyway. But right. You are right, I am short for heavyweight. But what do I make up for? I lose in stature, I make up for in power.
That's right. TK is shorter than you, by the way.
There's nothing wrong with being 5'10" and a half.
I like this quote from you. I know my plan. I'm going in there to hurt him. Everyone knows what I'm going to try to be doing. I'm going to try and knock his head off.
That's correct.
That's a simple plan.
Clean off.
That's a simple. So, Stipe's strengths, what are you up against there?
I don't really care about his strengths. You know, I'm just, all I'm worried about is what I'm going to do to him. And that's what I'm looking at. Like I said, he's number four in the world. I'm number five. But, you know, end of the day, I think I'm the best fighter in the world. And that's why I'm still doing what I'm doing at my age. So, you know, 25 years of combat sports, two different sports, so actually three. And at the top, 17 years up at the top of both of them. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's been incredible. Hey, Mark, just out of interest, did you watch the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight? And do you take any tips from that sort of a contest?
Well, I watched the fight. It was a great fight. It's kind of fine. Boxing a bit boring these days, unless it's Mike Tyson fighting.
Yeah. Tyson, one of your heroes?
Yeah. You know, I mean, Tyson came from the streets like I did, and he conquered the world. I mean, he's one of the greatest fighters in boxing ever, so I only get excited when I see him.
You must love the Hangover movies.
Well, of course.
Hey, look, Mark, good luck. We've actually met Stipe Miocic.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You won't be thinking that come this. It's going to be Sunday, May 10 in Adelaide. You are fighting the main event, 4v5 in the world. Enjoyable to chat, Mark. Good luck on the weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys, and see you guys Sunday. Cheers.